and welcome. You're listening to the X22 Report. My name is Dave, and this is episode 3235 AN. Today's date is December 14th, 2023, and the title of the episode is Biden Pushing the Country into a Depression. Trump Will Reverse It Quickly. Let's talk about protecting our wealth. Geopolitical tensions are escalating. Inflation is raging. Despite what they say, stocks are sinking, debt is rising, and your own financial future isn't looking too clever. Yet gold endures every crisis, wars, disaster. No calamity has beaten gold. While paper assets crash and burn, gold endures every time. You need to take a fresh look at gold, steadying your portfolio. And right now, get a free 3-ounce silver American virtual coin when you open an IRA with Noble Gold Investments today. Shield your savings with Noble Gold Investments. Go to x22gold.com. Go to x22gold.com, the only company I trust. Let's get right into the economic collapse financial news. Now, the deep state, the corrupt politicians, the private West Central Bank, the World Economic Forum, they're doing exactly what we expected them to do. They're going down the path the patriots want them to follow, and they're showing us exactly what they're planning to do. Everyone can now see it. All you need to do is look at Germany. All you need to do is look at California, New York. You can see it as clear as day. And we know in the end what they want is they want taxes everywhere. This is why the WHO is out there letting everyone know that everyone should be charging at least a 50% tax on sugary drinks. Now, once again, the reason why they're doing this is because they want people to get used to them calling the shots, them telling the governments what to do. And once the governments start to follow along, they will continue to do this down the line, because where is this going to lead? This is going to lead to total control from the upper level. And that's really what they want. Hey, before I forget, we're going to have a 48-hour final sale, and everything is buy one, get one free. We know the economy's bad. We know what Biden is doing it to. So what we're going to do to get rid of the rest of the inventory, and when it's gone, it is completely gone. So what we're going to do to help everyone out, it's going to be buy one, get one. If you get one shirt, you get one free. If you get a sweatshirt, you get one free. If you get a knife, you get one free. That's how it works. And this is only going to last for 48 hours. So once it runs out, it runs out. We get rid of everything, help people out so everyone can have a great Christmas, a great Hanukkah, and a happy new year. So go to x22store.com, or you can go to X22 Report and click on the banner, go right over and get the last remaining merchandise. But as they push their agenda, every time they push, it gets worse and worse, because people are seeing the entire economic system completely and utterly break down. And they're realizing that these people, they have been lying to us for a very long time, and they're continually lying to us. And as we go down throughout the year of 2024, what do you think is going to happen to the economy? You think everything's just going to improve? You think everything's just going to get better? Well, Trump is out there letting everyone know that we're headed towards a depression. And if Biden stays in office, we will be in a full-blown depression. Now, I do believe it's going to get very, very close to a depression as we go through the year 2024. And I do believe the market is probably going to drop quite a bit, probably in the month of October. And yes, the people will start to realize that the economy is completely breaking down. Actually, the fake news is out there trying to convince the people. Trump keeps saying depression, but look, the market went up. Well, the market isn't really the gauge of the economy. See, what happens first is the economy breaks down, just like we saw back in 2008. Everything falls apart. And the last thing that tells you something's wrong is the market. So just because the market is up, it's absolutely meaningless, because if you look back in 2008, yeah, the market was up until it wasn't. But during that entire time, the entire economic system was completely and utterly falling apart. And that is exactly what is happening now. When the entire system comes down, the market will come down, and that is the last indicator. But it's too late by then. Everything is imploding. You need to protect yourself way ahead of time before that actually happens. So when they tell you, oh, the market's up, there are no problems whatsoever, well, that's meaningless. Look at the under the hood, look at exactly what's going on, and you'll see the truth. And Trump is letting us know that, hey, once he gets back into office, he can turn this whole thing around very, very quickly. And I do believe he can. And all we need to do is take back control from the central bank, take back control from the deep state, take back control from the World Economic Forum. And all you got to do is reverse everything that they did. And in the end, get rid of the private Western Central Bank. But you can see, as we go down this path, what is the World Economic Forum? What is the central bank? What is the Biden administration going to do? They're going to follow through in their agenda. And that's exactly what we're seeing. Now, what's very interesting is going back in time, the fake news and all these corrupt politicians used to call everyone a conspiracy theorist. If you said, oh, there's a great reset coming. Oh, you want us to be enslaved in 15-minute cities. Oh, you don't want us to travel. Well, see, back then it was a conspiracy theory, but now people are seeing the truth. And this is exactly what they want to do. Oh, we want you to eat bugs. See, everyone thought that was fake. And we were just, you know, people were just making this up. But now people start to realize, oh, no, this is exactly what they want. And they want to tax you on everything that you do. Why do you think the WHO is out there telling everyone, telling all the governments, hey, you need to tax sugary sodas, at least 50%. Because they're trying to get the governments used to taking orders from the WHO, from a unelected body. That's what they're trying to get everyone used to. And yes, they're going to be taxing you on everything, even breathing. Now, what's very interesting is the Daily Mail put this out and it says, now scientists say breathing is bad for the environment. Gases we exhale contribute to 0.1% of the UK's greenhouse gas emissions. So now they're telling you, listen, you're polluting the entire environment. You're adding to the greenhouse gas emissions. And we're going to have to tax you for that because that's part of your carbon footprint. So that's no longer a conspiracy. Now, yes, this is the beginning stages of it, but eventually what they're going to do is they're going to tax you on that. Now, once again, basic science is we exhale. And what do the trees do? They use that because what do the trees produce? Oxygen. We exhale carbon dioxide and the trees take the carbon dioxide. They turn it into oxygen. They put it back in the atmosphere. And this goes on and on and on. And yes, all the animals on this planet do the same exact thing. They exhale carbon dioxide and the trees take it and turn it into oxygen. But they're trying to convince us that, no, that is not true. You're actually hurting the environment. Really, all they need to do is prove it. Let's see a peer-reviewed document. Let them prove to us through a peer-reviewed document that we can reproduce that people have been hurting the planet by breathing. Really think about this for a second. Again, this is one of their fake type of science that they use to try to convince the people. And it's not working on the people. The people, they're not believing in what they're saying. Remember, they're losing credibility every single day. Because think about it. Every single one of their predictions that they predicted going back in time, all the way back to the 70s, not one of them has come true. I mean, how many more times can they say, hey, we only got 10 years left and the planet is doomed? How many more times can they say snow is the thing of the past? How many more times can they say the seas are rising? And when you look at pictures going all the way back in time, nothing has changed. Again, none of their predictions have come true. All they do is kick the can down the street. And when we reach that time period, they kick it down even further. And now people are starting to catch on to what has been going on. And they've been doing this since the 70s. Actually, back then, they said, we're going into an ice age. And then they realized, holy crap, wait a minute. Yeah, the planet was cooling, but now it's warming up. All right, let's change it. Now we're heading into a global warming. Oh, wait, now the planet's cooling down again. Okay, we can't say that. Let's just say the climate's changing. Well, the climate's always changing. And their entire narrative is completely and utterly falling apart, just like their narrative with the economy. Because, yes, they can continually tell you that inflation's under control, the economy's doing well, we're not heading to a recession, but all you got to do is look under the hood and you can see very, very clearly what's happening. Actually, look at New Zealand right now. New Zealand's economy has fallen by 0.3% in the third quarter, significantly different from consensus forecasts. So they didn't believe that that was going to happen. They thought something else was going to happen. And everything now is completely and utterly imploding. And people, they can see the inflation here in this country and around the world. No matter what they say, oh, inflation's at 0.7%. Oh, inflation has dropped. It's zero. Now it's negative. It makes no difference. Because when people see their insurance bill, when they see their electric bill, when they see their gas bill, when they see all these bills, and the bills are continually moving up, homeowners and so forth and so on, people know that whatever they are saying is absolutely meaningless. Actually, Unusual Whales put this out on X and said, electricity bills have climbed 25% since January 2020, and natural gas is up 29% in the same time period. So people can see this. People understand what's really going on. And again, just because they tell you inflation's under control, it doesn't mean prices aren't still going up. They're basically, all that has happened is the prices have slowed. But we don't go back to the way it was. I mean, if that was true and they got inflation under control back in the 70s, we would go back to 1971 prices, right? Let's talk about protecting our wealth. Geopolitical tensions are escalating. Inflation is raging. Despite what they say, stocks are sinking, debt is rising, and your own financial future isn't looking too clever. Yet gold endures every crisis, wars, disaster. No calamity has beaten gold. While paper assets crash and burn, gold endures every time. You need to take a fresh look at gold steadying your portfolio. And right now, get a free 3-ounce silver American virtual coin when you open an IRA with Noble Gold Investments today. Shield your savings with Noble Gold Investments. Go to x22gold.com. Go to x22gold.com, the only company I trust. Because, hey, well, look, we got inflation down to 1%, 2%. So shouldn't we just go all the way back? No, because it's cumulative. So now we still have inflation going up by 2% from the point that we left off at when it was going up 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13%. That's why inflation is really 3,000% since the Fed went full fiat in 71. And this is what people are noticing. The people are also noticing that California, you know, the template of the Great Reset, the Green New Deal, well, it looks like California is completely imploding on itself. And the tax receipts coming into California, well, that is drying up. They're going to be in a very tough position come 2024 moving forward. Wall Street Silver put this out on X and said, California squeezed the rich so hard that they popped all the way to Texas. Only 200,000 taxpayers in California of 39 million population now fund half of the state budget. Over 1 million taxpayers ran away from California last year, fleeing to states with a bit more common sense. California is replacing those taxpayers with illegal fake refugees that will be a constant drain on the state resources. So the businesses, the wealthy, they decided to leave, and they're replacing all of these people with illegals. And these people, do they contribute to society? Do they have the same income? No, actually, they're receiving money. So what do you think is going to happen to California? It's going to completely and utterly implode on itself. And inflation is definitely not under control. Inflation is still moving up. It's a complete and utter disaster. And when you look behind all the headlines, inflation is not going lower because the CPI for core services on a month-to-month basis rose 0.47% in November from October, or by 5.8% annualized. So once again, we can see inflation is continually moving up, and it's not going to reset back to the way it was. Yes, they might manipulate the percentages. They might tell you things are great. But again, when you go into the market, you still see the same prices and they're still moving up and you're still hurting. And what's very interesting, since the Fed has been trying to control inflation by raising the rates, this is what they did back in 1971, all the way up to the 80s. That's when we came off the gold standard back then. That's when we had a little bit of debt. And yes, you were able to control everything and actually bring up the wages, bring up everything, and level everything out. Now that we're at the end of the system, it's not the same. You can't just raise the rates and the wages either stay the same or they fall. What you have is a complete and utter disaster, especially when you have to pay for the interest on the debt. And now we have trillions upon trillions in debt. It just doesn't work. And this is why they've been trying to keep the rates very, very low for that long period of time. And they tried to raise them when Trump is in the White House to bring the economy down, but he called them out on it. Now they're raising the interest rates. They know that it's not really controlling inflation. They can't stop the inflation. All they know is, hey, let's raise the rates. We got to bring the economy down. And we need an event to cover everything up as the economy comes down. But the Fed saying, we don't want to be blamed for this, so we're going to start dropping the rates as quickly as possible when the entire economic system completely and utterly falls apart. And that's what they're planning to do, because the Fed is saying there's no more rate hikes. And they're probably going to end up start to cut their rate hikes as we go through 2024. And you'll know by their speed if everything is really starting to fall apart. But when you look at houses and you look at mortgages, mortgage affordability is the worst since 81 when mortgage rates hit 18%. So in terms of mortgage burden, an average price house in 2023 is almost unaffordable as in 1981 when mortgage rates peaked at 18.39%. Using the same metric, an average house today is more than two times costlier than it was in 2020. At current rates, the average household could spend more than 60% of its monthly income on mortgage payments, assuming a 10% down payment. Anything above 50% is considered a severe cost burden. While house prices have moderated from last year's highs, a typical household still needs 7.25 years worth of income to afford an average house. That's the second highest on record. By comparison, it took the average household 3.7 years to afford an average house in 81. And we're not even at 18%, and now it's already taken 7.25 years compared to 3.7 years. That's unbelievable. And you can see the entire system is completely and utterly breaking down. And it's going to continue to do this as we move forward. How do we know that? Well, Cramer made a prediction. And he said, the recession is not coming, which means the opposite is about to happen. It's the Cramer effect. So I think people are going to start to realize that, yes, the recession is coming. I want to go back a little bit in time. Remember when Janet Yellen, when she was the head of the Fed, going all the way back to 2017, she said something very interesting. She said, I don't believe we'll see another financial crisis in our lifetime. Well, what are we seeing right now? Is this a financial crisis? I mean, if you look at the surveys, people already believe we're in a recession. So she was wrong. Remember when she said that inflation was going to completely disappear by the summer? Well, she was completely wrong. And what did she say lately? No reason for investors to feel nervous about U.S. debt. Well, I think people are getting a little nervous about all of this. And people are nervous about what's happening with the fiat currency. And since the central bank knows that the system's breaking down, people are awake, people can see what's going on, they have to put the pressure on alternative currencies. And that's why they keep hitting Bitcoin, because it's very, very easy to transition your fiat currency into Bitcoin. And they know that people would do it with no problem. And that's why they have to continually say that, oh, criminals use it, it's very dangerous. But let's go back a little bit in time. Rizzo put this out on X, and it says, 11 years ago today, HSBC pays $1.9 billion in one of the largest bank fines in history for violating sanctions and laundering money for gangs. Today, Elizabeth Warren is arguing the same risk should allow her to limit your right to use Bitcoin. So why are we using the fiat currency if JP Morgan was fined? They were money laundering. HSBC is money laundering. Why are we using the fiat system? Because right there, it shows you that the fiat system, it could be used by criminals. And actually, the banks are the criminals, are allowing the criminals to use it. So shouldn't we shut down the fiat system then? Absolutely. But if you notice, they don't mention that whatsoever. And we could see that Trump, he's prepared and ready to actually bring back the economy. Now, I do believe what Trump needs to do is just reverse everything that Biden has been doing. Remember, Trump set it up so the economy would actually do well, even though he was playing in the central bank illusionary economy. And Biden went ahead and reversed it. Now, Trump is going to take everything that he did and put it back to the way it was. And I do believe he's going to actually restructure the entire Federal Reserve and actually bring back the ability of we the people to actually create our own currency, where we don't have to borrow the currency from a loan shark, because that's really what the Federal Reserve is. They are a loan shark. They loan the money to we the people, and we the people, we have to pay it back. And it's impossible to pay back. Think about it. Go back to the very, very beginning. The Federal Reserve, which is the loan shark, says, okay, here's your first dollar. You owe me $1.10. Where do you get the 10 cents if it doesn't exist? Because the only fiat pieces of paper that they printed was the first dollar. But if you owe them $1.10, where do you get the 10 cents? Oh, that's right. You got to borrow more so you can pay back the 10 cents. So you take out another dollar, you pay back the 10 cents, but now you owe 10 cents on that dollar. And this continues on and on and on and on. And before you know it, The interest keeps accumulating, and in the end, you can't pay any of this back. It's completely impossible. And I do believe Trump, he's prepared and ready to take this economy and reverse it very, very quickly. He knows the economy is going to completely and utterly fall apart. He knows it's going to get a lot worse. He's calling for a recession or depression as we get closer and closer to the presidential election. And as the people see this, the people are going to get nervous. They're going to get afraid. They're going to see the liars, and they're going to want someone who's coming up with solutions. And I do believe Trump is going to give quite a bit of solutions as we move forward in 2024. And Trump, he was just out in Iowa, and he let everyone know that the next economic boom will begin the instant the world knows that Crooked Joe Biden is gone. And he's going to actually turn things around very, very quickly. Take a listen to what he said.
Boom will begin the instant the world knows that Crooked Joe Biden is gone and Donald J. Trump has won four more years as president of the United States. America will be far better off with Trump, just like we were 3 years ago when everything, it just worked. It all worked. Everything was working. The whole world respected us.
At this point, he will have the people with him, and the people will go along with him, and they'll watch the economy getting better and better. They'll believe him even more, and they'll say, listen, you're making the economy great. I got more money in my pocket. What else needs to be done? Because we're with you. And I do believe he's going to move towards the Federal Reserve, restructure the Federal Reserve, and this is going to change the entire world. Listen, everyone, thanks a lot for listening. Be well, be safe, and especially be prepared. Thanks a lot.